The first wine I made was in 2003. And at that stage, Stellenbosch was the empire of South African wine. So Stellenbosch was the only thing. And at that stage, there were no small guys making wine. Nowadays, there's lots of small little wineries all over the place that buy in grapes from farmers and make wine under quite a premium sort of sector in the market. But at that stage, that didn't exist. It was just, there was small guys, but not many. So I made wine in the garage, Stellenbosch wine. And then as the years went on, the Swartland and the Swartland revolution started. So there was more and more small guys that made wine. And at a stage, the Swartland said, okay, they're gonna pull in a lot of small guys together, and they're gonna do the Swartland revolution, basically saying to the world that this wine area, we're gonna revolutionize this whole area, and we're gonna make premium wines. That was extremely successful, and it changed the whole way that the overseas market, the premium market, looked at South Africa and South African wine. And the Swartland was famous for their white blends. So, 10 years after I started, 2003, it was all Stellenbosch. And then suddenly in the wine market, it became Swartland wines. So if someone from overseas know that you make wine from the Swartland, they immediately put you on a sort of a pedestal saying, okay, you in quite a revolutionized, quite a top area. So in the premium wine market, in the white blend space, the Swartland got more important than Stellenbosch, the empire of South African wine. So I also make a lot of Swartland wines, and I love the Swartland. But I thought, goodness, the poor neglected Stellenbosch, and I got to do something for Stellenbosch. And I buy a lot of grapes in, and I had plenty of options in Stellenbosch. I said, okay, why don't I focus on as many white varieties as possible that I can find in Stellenbosch, and I make a white blend to rival the Swartland, but to sort of strike back to the Swartland. And I basically selected a Chenin Blanc vineyard that's very next to my winery, some Marsan, Roussan, that grows on the Stellenbosch Mountain, or sort of in the valley of the Stellenbosch Mountain, but more Somerset West side, some Viognier on the slopes of the Helderberg facing Stellenbosch, Chardonnay on the Helderberg, what else? And a little bit of Sauvignon Blanc. And there was at the stage also Pinot Blanc in there. So as many Stellenbosch varieties as possible, and I made a blend striking back to the Swartland, calling the wine The Empire Strikes Back to the Swartland. On the label, it's just this gray stripe or tall label that I did. On the one side, it's the stripes. Now the stripes represent Stellenbosch. More formal, very strict, very organized. And then on the other side of the label, it's got the red star. Now the Swartland Revolution that was the emblem, the red star. So I chopped that in half. So it's on the left hand side, it's Stellenbosch striking back to the Swartland. And yes, that is The Empire Strikes Back, and it's the 2020 vintage.